From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs Tuesday warned lawmakers the U.S. is under cyber attack from a host of entities. Stan Coates is director of national intelligence.
The United States is under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States.
Coates cited Russia, but also China, North Korea, and Iran, other states, terror organizations, transnational criminal groups, and individuals who use cyber operations to achieve what he called their strategic and malign objectives. Citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election, Coates said they're at it again this year.
There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
Coates said such persistent and disruptive cyber operations attempt to undermine democracy in both the U.S. and Europe. Russia has denied such interference. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Tuesday ordered President Jacob Zuma to step down, but gave him no timeline to do so. Ace Magashule is the ANC's Secretary General.
When we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
The 75-year-old Zuma, plagued by years of corruption allegations, has indicated he'll respond by Wednesday. The party, justifying its move, said his continued presence would erode the renewed hope and confidence among South Africans following the elevation of new party leadership in December. This is VOA News. Another world leader facing political troubles is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said on national television Tuesday that any police recommendation to indict him on corruption charges will end with nothing. Mr. Netanyahu said multiple investigations have been launched during his tenure with explosive headlines and police recommendations. All such attempts, he said, will end without anything. Israeli police have recommended to the Attorney General that the Prime Minister be indicted in two cases, one involving a wealthy benefactor, the other a newspaper publisher, for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Mirav Michael is a member of the parliament.
The reason why we in the opposition believe that Netanyahu should remove himself from office is not only because of what he's suspected of, but because he attacked all of the establishments of the democracy of Israel on his way to try and clean himself from this.
Mr. Netanyahu, who has been questioned several times by police, denies any wrongdoing and intends to complete his fourth term in office. Elections are scheduled late next year. The U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley described as preposterous Tuesday denials by Myanmar, also known as Burma, that it's engaged in ethnic cleansing in Western Rakhine State, where hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims fled a security crackdown.
To make sure no one contradicts their preposterous denials, they are preventing access to Rakhine to anyone or any organization that might bear witness to their atrocities.
She also called for the release of two detained Reuters journalists. She cited media reports of the existence of mass graves, reports the government has denied. Despite the signing of a repatriation agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi warned conditions are not right for the voluntary return of the Rohingya. U.S. Military Commander Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harigian Tuesday said U.S. warplanes acted in self-defense when Russian-backed government forces advanced on positions of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces near the Euphrates River.
On the evening of February 7th, the coalition acted in self-defense where coalition advisors were present to support SDF from a hostile force launching an unprovoked, coordinated attack across the Euphrates River against an established SDF position.
Reports indicate Russian military contractors were among the more than 100 killed in the strike. 2 days after the crash of a Russian twin-engine passenger plane that killed 71, the TASS news agency quotes investigators as saying instruments showing incorrect speed could have been partially to blame for the crash shortly after takeoff from a Moscow airport. The Dutch foreign minister resigned Tuesday after admitting he lied about attending a meeting with Russia's President Putin. The incident threatens Prime Minister Mark Rutte's precarious four-party coalition government.
That's the latest world news from VOA.